In Pensacola, Florida, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Conjurman Ali of ConjurmanAli.com in Mission Viejo, California, and Madam Nadia of MadamNadia.com in Chicago, Illinois. We'll be filling in for our own Miss Cat this week, and this week we will also be joined by a very special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Deacon Millett of FourAuthors.org in the high desert of California. Together, y'all, they will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first let's catch up with our co-hosts, Conjurman Ali and Madam Nadia. Conjurman Ali?
Hey, Ms. Tammy Lee. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Just a quick apology for turning down the music. It was blowing up in my ear, in my headset, so I didn't turn it down. As always, thank you for being the stalwart guide and announcer here on the show. How was your week so far?
It's been actually very good, very, very busy. I want to use the word epiphany this week, and I even got on Facebook and preached on my soapbox about this. But, you know, it occurred to me, especially because we're here in the South, and there are so many grandparents and great-grandparents that are passing away or getting a little bit old, you know, too old to remember some things, but there are certainly some that I know in their 90s that have memories that are clear as day, and for everything from it could be a fried chicken recipe to you know, to whatever they learned from generations past with, you know, with what we do each and every day and each and every week in Conjure. And y'all, I mean, if you have a chance, sit down and definitely visit your relatives or even friends of the family. Take them something sweet like a pound cake and have some coffee with them and just listen to them for a few hours, because you're not going to get more wisdom than that. I mean, you're just not. So they can go back, like I said, 90 to 120 years ago and talk about at least what they learned even from their grandparents. And I recommend that everyone do that. So that's my soapbox preach for the week.
You know, it's an excellent preaching. I fully support it. The traditions that get lost are traditions that unfortunately can never truly be recovered, and I think that's one of the problems that we face, is that once something is gone, there's no way of kind of bringing it back. So I'm fully with you there, and Miss Cat is a prime example of, you know, the wonderful, you know, tradition of preserving things.
Absolutely.
So thank you for bringing that up. You know, I've had a little bit of a hectic week, but it's been fun, been quite busy, lots of projects in the works. Sometimes I wonder how I managed to do it all, and there certainly is not enough hours in the day. But I am filling in for Miss Cat today. Cat is, Indigo has asked in the chat, Cat is on the road. She will be back next week. So we will, me and Madam Nadia will do our best to fill in for the gap that's left, along with our co-host. So, Madam Nadia, what have you been up to?
Oh, my goodness, Conjurman Ali. It's been very, very busy in the Conjure Dungeon over here, and doing a lot of projects, quite interesting root work this time of the year. I always find it very, very interesting, very ancestral, a lot of ancestral work that's coming up and very interesting, sophisticated cases, I would say. And on the other hand, I've been very busy as well with my filmmaking and editing, so doing a lot of editing, cutting video, making things pretty, just like I like it.
Very cool. I have a question. You know, last time you were on, you talked about some St. Cyprian work. I was wondering if you had any updates in regards to that.
It is still in the working because of the amount of projects that are going on. It hasn't been completely finished, but it's almost there, and very shortly, I think, I will be posting some pictures of the work and the wonderful boxes that me and Mr. V are going to be sharing with the crowd.
Oh, very cool. Well, I certainly look forward to hearing more about that and updates as you go along. You know, the St. Cyprian box look really cool. Let's get in our wonderful guest today and see how he's doing. Deacon Miller, welcome.
Welcome, Deacon Millett.
Hey, great to see you guys. We're here, guys.
How have you been?
Very well, very busy. Seems like this time of year just gets insanely hectic. But having a lot of fun. One thing I'm doing that I want to tell everybody about is I'm having a contest, a drawing on Facebook. I have 8 St. Francis candles to do for people, and all you have to do is visit my Facebook page and like it and share it, and you're in the running for one of 8 St. Francis candles that I'm doing.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I've been working very hard with the prayer of St. Francis, and I'm finding that it's really doing good things for me. And lately, I see on Facebook so many joyous and also very sad pet stories, it really touches my heart. And so I just decided I made a bunch of candles for the Feast of St. Francis for a local church, and some were left over. And I just thought, you know, people, I'm just going to do these for free for people and burn them here on my altar. So anybody that's got a pet or that is getting hit by all the pretty intense Uranus square Pluto escapade, head over there and head over to my Facebook page and share that and be entered in the drawing for one of those candles. And just, I think it's good to share things like that with people to spread the way for blessings for a lot of folks.
Well, that is just wonderful, and what a wonderful service that's being offered there. You do some amazing candle work, so people should definitely head over to Facebook and check that out and see if you can enter into that drawing. Now, what is it that they have to do specifically to enter the drawing? Is it like a page?
To enter the drawing, they need to share the post about the drawing.
Okay, share the post.
And be my friend. I want people to be my friend.
How can somebody not be your friend, Deacon Millett? It's impossible.
Well, thank you, Madam Nadia. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's just so nice to hear your voice, too. We don't get to spend enough time together. So,
the radio show is happy to host a little mini reunion here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's turn to our topic a little bit. Deacon Millett, since you are our guest, you decide what we are going to talk about today and lead us into the discussion, if you would be so kind.
You bet. I have many clients who are either helping their children apply to college or younger, you know, clients who are trying to get into college. And right now is that point in time where high school seniors are starting the process of getting into a university. And you, of course, Conjurman Ali, are in higher education, and so you know that drill. But I really wanted to talk some about how to help people study for the SAT, how to help people attain more wisdom, more knowledge, study harder, get into the schools they want, how to ease that whole transition, because it's very nerve-wracking. There's a lot of sense that, oh my God, my life hangs in the balance here based on whether I get into the college of my choice. So that was what I was thinking would be a
That's
nice topic.
That's an excellent topic. For those that are unfamiliar about entrance, you know, kind of procedures, this is time. Most colleges and universities are looking for applications to be sent in by the end of fall or by the end of winter, and so people are starting their application processes. It's also around the time that a lot of people take if you're going into a university, especially if you're going into a graduate program to take a GRE. And so the work done for things like this can be applied to anything, though, for any type of application process, for any type of test taking. So I think this is an excellent topic. What are some strategies that you employ to help people with test taking, with studying habits, with getting into the schools of their choice?
Well, I'm going to leave some of it to the end for mm-hmm. free spell time. But one of the things that's gotten more difficult is that we've got these online applications. And,
yeah.
you know, and this is a problem with resumes, too. Nobody takes physical resumes. Well, how on earth am I going to fix it? You know, it makes it so difficult. So one thing that I have started doing, and you have to be pretty careful, but I have started doing a 5-spot on the underside of my keyboard and in a success oil or whatever type of oil fits the situation, and also on the bottom of my laptop. And so that's one way to kind of try to push things along a little bit in this technological age. Lately, I have been thinking a lot about screensavers and background images on the desktop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that more and more, you know, and we had a great time at the Lucky Mojo workshops this year talking about technology and how it was changing hoodoo. And we've got that wonderful CD with a lot of images that people can play with. But I think that starting to work on success-oriented screensavers and backdrops and things that bring forth sigils and saint imagery and even a picture of a root has power. In particular, I have found pictures of High John the Conqueror roots just kick
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah.
It's shocking that just an image can do so much. So those are things I've been thinking about. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Madam Nadia, that's a good question. What would you do? I love the suggestions of oiling, you know, lightly the 5-spot. That was great. And the picture, virtual hoodoo, you know, Cass talked a little bit about this at his workshop, and it was excellent. So, Madam Nadia, what about you?
Well, I think that it's amazingly timely for me to talk about that because I am myself applying now for my master's degree.
Oh.
And so I am thinking about that as well. Oh, my. Deacon Millet, you are a psychic, indeed. And so I am thinking about these things as well. And one of my, you know, one of the things that we have to deal with right away is that a lot of it is done online. And now Mercury retrograde, things are slowing down. And, you know, you send some information and they don't get it and so forth. So there's all kinds of obstacles, especially now. But in general, what I like to do is that working virtually, and I do that a lot, if I'm writing a resume, and let's say I'm writing it in Word, I would put the success sigil on the four corners of a document, and if there are several pages, I would put it on the, all four pages. Now, the thing with that is that even if you do a watermark and you put it on 100%, it's still going to be seen, so you probably don't want to send it with that. So what I do is I print out my information and I do a ritual. I put it on my success altar. You know, I light candles on it. I do my prayers. And then eventually I write petition with my own handwriting on part of the paper with the at least one corner where the success mark is. I write my petition. I pray over it. And then I burn it in an incense. I burn it with my incense.
Mm-hmm.
Right. As a mixture, you know, I put specific things in there that I know help me. A lot of it is sort of mercurial energy or wisdom. I also like to add calamus to a lot of stuff. I like to add tobacco to a lot of stuff because I feel that it's moving things faster.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my work is done, when my incense is done, when the ashes are done, then I know that I can take off completely the success sigil off of their application because I already prayed over it, and I can send it. Now, I will keep the ashes with me, and I could add maybe a little bit of oil to it, or not even oil, but I would mark my body when I'm applying. You know, maybe I put it on my chest, maybe I put it on my arms, you know, depending if spirit moves me, but I keep those ashes until I get where I need to be. And then I go to the crossroads, I thank the spirits, and I let the ashes go. And it fuses sort of this, you know, the virtual and the physical for me really well.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I do, because, you know, this is something that was brought up in the chat and something different, is that, you know, the idea of virtual application is a bit troublesome for people who work with contact matter. Ideas of powdering things are hard now. And clients, this can be applying to anything. This isn't just about applying to schools. It isn't just about applying to graduate school or test. It can also be applying for a job. They ask you to send in virtual resumes. They ask you to send in virtual applications. And so what I do is I tell clients, or I do this for clients, to print out the application that they're sending in, to print out the resume that they're sending in, and create a sort of master copy, which you keep under a candle, right? And you link all of them by having a certain symbol embedded in there, which you can hide under a graphic, or it can be done really small, or it can be part of your signature. And it doesn't have to be anything intense. It doesn't need to be some arcane symbol, but something that links all of them together. And what you do to that master candle, almost as if you're treating it as a doll, if you say, whatever I do to this master copy happens to all my records. And so you dust that, and you light your candles on, and you oil it so that by proxy, if you can't direct contact magic, you're then going to rely on the sympathetic quality of Buddha, which is working from like on like. So you're influencing all the resumes that you're sending out in a digital fashion, all the applications that you're sending out in a digital fashion. And that's one of the things that I do, in addition to working with sweet jars and whatnot, in order to sweeten things. But turning briefly towards ideas of getting the job you want or getting into the school that you want, in addition to sending out resumes, one of the things that I always recommend is actually going to the place you're interested in and laying down powder around the admissions office, around the office of the hiring manager or whatever, as well as collecting dirt from that place. If it's a university or a college or if it's a place you're going to have to go and take a test, you can go to wherever there's a central area. A lot of schools and universities have kind of like a central place. It'll be a flagpole or it'll be a circle, you know, a hub where everything is built around. I know that at my university that I'm currently at, there's a hub. There's kind of a center built like a circle. Other universities don't have that, but they have a central place where the mascot is built, you know, in a statue form. And you can go to those areas and gather dirt and use that in sweetening work, adding sugar to that dirt, adding your powders to that dirt, placing that dirt into a bowl and turning a key or lighting a candle on it. The idea is to not only lay powders, but to also bring the spirit of that place back with you and sweeten them to you. Every place has a spirit, including universities, including schools, including places that you're going to go get a job at. And working directly with the spirit of the place will turn the entire area in your favor. And I've done this successfully. I've done this to get the jobs that I wanted when I was younger. I've done this to get into every single school that I've desired. There hasn't been a single university that I've applied to that I have not gotten accepted into. There has not been a single job that I've got, and I attribute it all to this particular technique, the ability of working directly with the spirit of the place. And it's something that I, you know, recommend other people to do. You can include it in your sugar bowl, light candles, use powder or what. Deacon Millett, what would you recommend for someone, they've already sent in their application, they've already kind of done that, to kind of help them get into the schools that they're looking for?
Well, one thing that I think is key, and it is you've got to physically visit the schools you're applying to. You've got to place yourself in that environment and feel yourself there. Same thing with a job. Just go there. And, you know, of course, you have to go there if you're going to collect dirt from the place. But people apply to schools that they've never visited, and it's like, well, you have no connection to that place at all. What? How on earth are you expecting that this is going to come together for you? So that to me is something very important. Right now during Mercury retrograde, one thing that I think is very important is to assume that everything is going to go wrong. and that there's a lot of peace in that, in knowing that, oh, I'm going to apply and they're going to lose my application. And I need to be aware of that and on top of that and make sure that I follow through and reapply. You know, there's Mercury retrograde freaks people out primarily because they don't just accept it. You know, just go ahead and go, you know, it's Mercury retrograde. Everything's going to be fucked up. So I just have to do everything twice or three times.
And then if it doesn't go wrong, then you're really happy. And it's just like if somebody's giving you a gift. Oh, my goodness. You know, I actually, it went through and it's Mercury retrograde. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So those are just a few things I'm thinking.
Those are excellent things, especially if taking in the weather, so to speak. Astrologers, you know, and I can speak to you as an astrologer here, they recognize that sometimes the weather is going to be tricky, and so you accept that you're going to get wet today. When you do that, you're able to prepare, you're able to kind of deal with the situation better. So knowing astrologically what's going on for applying and for schools, Mercury is very important. And knowing if Mercury is in retrograde and kind of dealing with it is going to be quite important. Turning tracks just a little bit, Madam Nadia, I want to ask you, what are some recommendations you give people who are about to take tests, be that, evaluation tests for work, GRE for school, SATs, any type of test taking? What do you recommend as good methods and strategies of working hoodoo to increase people's retention of the knowledge that they've studied and to be successful in the test?
I tend to believe that it's very good to sleep with your books under your pillow, really.
Yes.
And I recommend that for people, especially and to dress those books and with success and clarity. It's one of the things that I tend to recommend a lot, because people get very, very nervous, they get confused, and then they sort of lose it, and they tend to sabotage their own success on their own. And now before they go to the actual exam, I usually would make a bath for them, or recommend a bath for them. And I would also recommend that they get a good size lodestone and put that in the bath, and they could work with that lodestone, you know, for a long time getting where they want to get. But during that bath, they would take and put the lodestone in the bath, and they would spend time just breathing, relaxing, and then in their mind's eye, just seeing the A or A plus or the pass or whatever that they need on that exam, and just soaking in that bath, not rushing, not just running, you know, to the crossroads, just really being with that feeling of success and having that lodestone suck it in, and then coming out, feeding the lodestone, spraying it with some whiskey, Crown of Success whiskey, you know, the Crown Royal, and having that, you know, putting it back to your altar and going to take the exam. It works really well for me, and I do tend to recommend it a lot.
That's a great strategy. Something that I recommend for clients that are studying, you know, one of the things is have a candle going. Get some incense going, or an oil burner, you know, or that heats up oil will work just well. You add a little bit of Crown of Success, a little bit of clarity, a little bit of King Solomon's wisdom to getting that going while you're studying is going to work quite well. Just some practical strategies, obviously, is when you're studying for something, do it ahead of time. Don't cram the night before. Spend plenty of time ahead of time studying, because it helps you absorb better, get lots of sleep. And one of the tricks that works always for me is going, since it's Halloween, let's throw in some graveyard work in there. You know, Halloween's around the corner. What I do is I will find the grave of an intellectual or an academic or a scholar or a professor, someone, and if I can find someone in the field I'm taking a test in, you know, I'll actually go and find that person and then gather their dirt, ask for their help, and carry the dirt in my shoes when I go to take the test, so that they're guiding my hand as I'm taking a little bit of what I'll call hoodoo cheating right there. And it works really, really well. That in addition to seeing yourself succeed, actually having someone there to guide you. An alternative is, if you can't work with graveyard dirt, is you can create a mojo bag for yourself, specifically aimed at helping you with success on tests. And you will include things like bay leaves, which are excellent, excellent both for success, for crowning you, they are laurels, as well as clearing the mind, deer's tongue, so that you can write properly and eloquently. You want to include five-finger grass, either successful with all five of your fingers, a small lodestone grit with magnetic sand in there is going to be very, very good, and Solomon's seal root. Those are the ones that I include in any type of test-taking or school or career type of success. Now, if you're doing something more job-oriented, you can add things like gravel root and whatnot. But that would be the base, and you can build outward from there, adding what you'd like. But that is having a little spiritual helper as well while you go and take the test. And it always works really, really well. So there's a variety of different techniques that you can do to ensure that you can be successful at a test, be it that you take on spiritual helpers, either in the form of a mojo bag or in the form of a spirit of this, or doing bathing and candlelight and sleeping on the book as we recommended. Real briefly, do you have anything to add to that, Deacon Miller, about, you know, success during test taking?
Well, I'll come back to it toward the end.
Wonderful.
But I did want to reiterate what Madam Nadia said about clarity oil. Important. And what I do is I mix clarity Tranquility and Van Van.
Nice.
And I have found that that can calm the most fraught and anxious situation. And I really encourage everybody to try it because it will make the test go so much easier if you just put a dot of that on either side of the neck and crown the top of your head with that and just go in a calm space. I can't recommend that highly enough.
And if you're going into a situation where there is a lot of competition, I recommend working with both hands, so to speak, and doing a freezer jar on the folks that, you know, the other folks that you want to be ahead of them and working that in conjunction with the, all the wonderful stuff that have been already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Or I Can, You Can't is a product you can use. If you don't want to go, you know, the route of freezing people out, you can also just use I Can, You Can. Which freezing is a good strategy if you want to go down that route, or I Can, You Can't will work just as well for getting an edge in competitions, because the reality is that we are in a competitive-based society, especially here in the United States. You know, there's other cultures that are based like that too, so any job that you go to, you're going to be competing with someone else. Even applying to school is all about competition. A certain number of people apply, and only a certain number of get in. So I Can, You Can't can definitely help you in that. So this was a fascinating conversation, a very timely one, Deke Miller. Thank you for bringing it up. Those of us who are in academia always appreciate talk about academia. I think it's one of those topics that we always talk about, kind of the big topics, you know, love, money, and uncrossing. Kind of those are like the big three, and then, you know, when we get dark, we talk about things like breakup, work, and disruption. But really, we talk about success in terms of academia, in terms of doing well on tests. Because it doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter where you are in your life, we're always involved in the same type of patterns that are involved in academia, competition, studying for tests, preparation, whether it's you're preparing for a presentation you have to do in front of your boss, or whether it is you're studying for the SATs because you want to go into college. These are the similar strategies that can be employed. So thank you for bringing that. A very fascinating conversation. But it is time that we turn to our lovely callers, and we're going to have Miss Tammy Lee start that for us.
Well, yes, sir, Conjurman Ali. And y'all, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your hosts, Conjurman Ali and Madam Nadia, filling in for our very own Miss Cat. We'll be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination, and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our call-in clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. And if you have filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Ms. Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our hosts. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first client and caller who is calling in from area code 319. She's calling in with an area code from Iowa, but she's located in Oregon. And this is Britton. Britton, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Great. Well, welcome to the show, and I want to also thank you for being a longtime loyal listener to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. And I'm going to go ahead and let Conjurman Ali and Madam Nadia know that that actually you've been on the show before, but it's been quite some time, a year and a half ago at least. And you're also a private client with Conjurman Ali, and you're calling back for updates. You had a recent reading with Conjurman Ali approximately a month ago, and here's the synopsis of your case. And she writes, my father has been an alcoholic for 10 years, began right after something bad happened in his military career. He'll be a good little while, and then he'll get back to drinking. He's not abusive in the sense of physically or verbally hurting my family, but he makes very bad decisions. My mother has spoken of leaving him. Once he confessed to me tearfully that he stays in a loveless, sexless marriage for my younger brothers and sisters. She is angry and bitter with him for his drinking and issues in the past. I think that he needs her support and to overcome his addiction and depression, but I feel that my mother is just done with him. He won't get any help or go to AA, and this is in parentheses because it might be a danger to his current job if they found out. My mother has told me that there are ways around it to get him counseling, though. Okay. What can I do to help my father and my mother? Turning it back over to you.
Okay. Thank you for that, Ms. Tammy Lee. Let's have Madam Nadia filling in for Kat do the first reading.
Okay, let's see. So what is, I'm just wanting to understand, Britton, what is the question? What would you like to know exactly? How?
I think that in order to help my parents, there needs to be a bit of a reconciliation between them. And I think that that's part of the reason why my father's an alcoholic. So that was my question.
So if reconciliation work or is there work that will help to them to be
together?
Yeah,
would that help? Yeah.
Well, I have the major arcana of the tarot in front of me. It's actually Italian tarot, but it's the same as the Marseille type. And what I see here, it's quite an interesting combination of here of things. The first card that I see is death, and it's in my deck is a skeleton that is facing to the left and sort of clearing up a field of crowns and books and whatnot. And this is definitely telling me that some things, especially from the past, are done and over. There are things that is going to be very hard to heal. And there is some damage that has been done that is impossible to change. And my spirit is also telling me that there is probably physical issues with your father that could become quite serious in the next year. And that is actually something that is going to bring your family and possibly a little bit more together. The next card that I have is the Fool, and when I get the Fool, I always bring another card to see what's underneath it. And what's underneath it is a judgment. Judgment in this case shows up to me like your mother, and she says, "Well, I will be near you, but I want you to pay for what you've done." And so she, it's really hard for her to change the way she sees him. And even with reconciliation work, he needs to go through some sort of purification and suffering for her to accept him. But the last card is a very good card. It's a judgment or an angel. We see some in this deck, the angel is calling people up, and some people are going out of their grave, some people are not. So I see that there is some possibility to success, some possibility to healing again, possibly because he's not going to feel well, and there is all this different emotions and things that will come with it, but the necessity and help will come forth from your mother. However, part of her heart and part of what has happened in the past is gone, and that is almost impossible in my eyes to heal. That's what I see.
Okay, thank you for that, Madam Nadia. Deacon Miller, what do you see in this situation?
Well, I'll pull a few cards from the Secret Dakini Oracle deck, which is the deck that I use. Mm-hmm. The first card I pull is Ganesh, Lord of Obstacles. And that's a card that to me is associated with open road and blockbuster work. And it really says that there needs to be some kind of major shift for things to go well. The next card I pull is Last Laugh, the Future. And it does say that there is a good outcome. I don't think it's that everybody comes together happily ever after again. But it does sound like a wake-up call is going to improve the situation and that perhaps ending the marriage is going to help the situation a lot. And the third card I pull is Wheel of Great Time. This card, to me, is associated with Ecclesiastes. You know, the to everything, turn, turn, turn. There's a season for everything, and it's also very much a one day at a time card, which is one of the most important AA slogans. As long as he's using his fear for his job as an excuse to not go to an anonymous meeting, there's really not much you can do, but all family members of alcoholics get a free pass into a group called Al-Anon. I'm a member, and it is for the family and friends of alcoholics, and it is hugely helpful. And I strongly advise you to go. I strongly advise you to drag your mom there and work on your own feelings and let things kind of fall apart on their own for your dad. It does look like there are big shifts coming.
Yeah, thank you for that email. And I think you hit something very important here that I just want to reiterate. It's admirable that you recognize that your father needs your mother on some level and that you are trying to kind of reconcile the family. But reconciliation does not necessarily mean that the marriage will survive. Reconciliation means that there will be a healing between the two of them. That may be that they need that push to live separately, to be apart, but that they're on good terms, that they're able to support each other emotionally, just that their relationship takes a different turn. It's no longer a marriage. So you do have to accept that. Also, the idea that going to AA is a threat to his job, I think that's a bit of an excuse. If he works within the United States, any job that discriminates against him because of him going to AA can be sued. Okay? It is a form of discrimination. Furthermore, AA is anonymous. Okay? They wouldn't find out that he goes to AA. But even if they did, it is a form of discrimination. Heck, even corporations will be very careful about people who even use illicit drugs, because these are seen as psychological issues now, and so it's not something he should be worried about at all. So what can you do in terms of roadblocks to really help the family along? What I would recommend is taking a family photo. You can get one where you're all very happy in it. And you're going to set this up in a picture frame. And behind the picture frame, you are going to put an envelope. And in the envelope, you are going to write a letter to God, just directly from your heart, a prayer. Please keep my family in a state of peace. Bring healing. Bring serenity. Bring tranquility. Give us the courage to fix the things that we need to fix. I call upon you to bring your hand of healing. You can even write Psalm 23 out if you'd like, which is excellent for kind of everything in a situation like this. It brings healing. You can also write any other psalm that you would like. But in the envelope, you're going to include some herbs. Okay? I want you to include bay leaves, which are good for clarity. I want you to include basil, which will remove all evil and bring healing and serenity. I want you to include althea. Althea is excellent for healing and also will invoke the helper spirits of the family to come in. You can include other herbs. Those three you have to include. If you want to include, for example, lemon verbena, which is great for breaking bad habits and bad situations, you can include that. But you're going to include that in the envelope, and you're going to close that up and put that at the back of the photo, the back of the frame. You know, so you kind of open up the frame, there's the envelope, there's the photo, and you put the top of the frame back on. And you're going to set that up on a space, and you're going to oil the frame, so preferably get a wooden one, with clarity, with healing, with protection, with blessing oil. You can also use 7-Eleven holy oil, and you're going to light a white candle in front of that photo regularly, at least once a week, that you've dressed with the similar oils that you have added to the frame, and you're going to pray from your heart that the light of the candle bring light to your family. Your family is healed, no matter what form it takes. Being a family doesn't mean that you all have, you know, that husband and wife have to be married. You could be a family still in a different state, you know, in a different existence. They may need to have that awakening of being apart. But call for the family to still maintain its bonds of love and affection and support. Call for the family to support one another. Call for the healing of your father, that he has the wisdom to realize he has a problem and needs to do something about it. So this is what I would recommend in a situation like that. Prayer work, getting involved, kind of open up his eyes, open up his heart. You can alternatively light a soul candle in front of that photo, dressed with the same oils, loaded with the same herbs. Something to consider. But I don't think in a situation like this you need a lot of intense, heavy work. Prayer work is the type of work that's needed, and prayer work is so powerful, because what people in your father's situation are looking for is support. And if you're able to at least give them spiritual support, that will translate to emotional support and then translate to physical support. So start with prayer. Start with a little bit of candle work. A single light in the dark will work wonders. And that's what I would recommend in a situation. What about Deacon Millett or Madam Nunn? Did you guys have anything to briefly add before we move on?
No, that was beautiful, Conjurman Ali. I think that was wonderful.
I always like putting in a plug for Venerable Matt Talbot.
Oh, yeah.
He is on track to be the saint, the patron saint of alcoholics and addicts. And we've got a piece about him on the AIR website. So definitely consider petitioning Venerable Matt Talbot for his aid. He has had multiple miracles associated with him, and alcoholism and drug addiction and tobacco addiction. It's pretty important in my book.
Yeah, he's an excellent one. That's an excellent recommendation. And if you're uncomfortable working with saints, you can always call on ancestors. The ancestors want to see a family together, want to see healing happen. Especially avoid any ancestors that may themselves have been alcoholics, but calling upon your father's ancestors, your ancestors, and your mother's ancestors is going to be very useful here. So thank you for your call. I hope that we were able to help, and do let us know how things turn out. Don't be afraid to call back in and give us an update, okay?
Okay, thank you very much for taking my call.
All the best. And Ms. Tammy Lee, if you want to lead us into our next caller.
Yes, sir, Conjurman Ali. And y'all, we have just about 42 minutes remaining in today's Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. And y'all, support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root, the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com. And by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic Contra practitioners, located online at readersandrootworkers.org. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. And our next client is calling in from area code 702. This is Katita. Katita, are you there, caller?
Yes. Yes.
Hi, great. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm going to go ahead and let our host know that you actually called in about 2 years ago to the show, and thank you so much for being a little listener and for calling back in this evening, and that you have actually had readings with both Miss Cat and Conjugal Lee, but they've been about 4 years ago, okay? And here we go. And she writes, I'm looking for a new apartment. I am 3 weeks late with the rent, and I want to find a new place to live. I need to stay somewhere until I get a new place. I'm financially challenged, so I could not nail down my current apartment until I'm able to get the nails I need. I can't wait too long because I've already filled a 10-day to keep from being evicted. My days are up now, so I'm being positive about my situation and trying to stay worry-free. I've been looking for a new place for 2 months, but I'm still believing that I'm close. I received disability, and it's not enough. I need another income. I would love a reading. Turning it back over to you. Thank you, she writes.
Thank you for that, Ms. Tammy Lee. That was wonderful. What I'm going to do is I'll do the first reading here for you. And I've pulled three cards here, and I'm going to go over these cards and see what your chances are of finding the apartment that you need. The first card that we have here is the Sun card. The Sun card shows us a young individual, a young boy, and he has in his hand a red flag, and he's riding on a horse. He has a red feather in his head and his hair as well, and he, his arms are thrown about in happy abandon, and there are sunflowers behind him, and the sun is looking down. This tells us, first and foremost, that yes, your positive state of mind is excellent. Keep thinking positively. Keep thinking in that manner because it is helping to attract. That state of mind is very good for you. But this Sun card traditionally is the card of a companion and a helper as well. And they're saying, don't be afraid to kind of turn to friends or allies if you have any family members to help you in this situation. Don't go at this alone. Go at this with that positive state of mind, but also look for any type of allies that you can find. The next card that we have is the Nine of Cups. The Nine of Cups shows us a merchant sitting down on a bench, arms crossed, and nine goblets behind him. I do sense that you are going to get what you want. It is going to require you to really search. It's going to require you to do the work really hard. Don't expect it to kind of show up to you. You need to have your ducks in a row. You need to be prepared. You need to be able to address, you know, if they're looking for a deposit, if you're looking for something, you need to be able to be prepared for that. So that you find a place and you're able to move in, not like you find a place but you're unable to move in because you're not prepared for it, or you can't pay the deposit or whatever it is. So get your ducks in a row and you will get the assistance that you need. You will be able to get the apartment that you're looking for. The sense I get is probably about another 3 weeks or so, three, maybe even a month is when I know that that's farther than you hoped for because your 10 days are up, and I'm not sure what the eviction laws are in your particular state, but there's still ways around even past the 10 days before you finally get evicted. So there's a long process instituted in most states to ensure that a person, it takes a while to get a person away from their apartment, the process to evict people. So know that the sense that I'm getting is about 3 weeks. The High Priestess is the final card that I have here. This is a powerful woman seated on a throne between two pillars, Boaz and Joaquin, that lead to the Temple of Solomon, and there's a veil that is in between us and the temple, and she has in her hands a scroll, at her feet a crescent, and on her head a headdress. This tells me that while you will be successful, you're going to need some help. You need someone to step in and assist you. Look to any type of institutions that can be of help, institutions that are meant to help people who are on disability, institutions that help people find apartments. If there's housing programs in your state, these are things that you should look into. If there's nonprofits, government organizations, these are things that you should be looking at right now because they are going to hold the key to your success in addition to kind of finding a helper. This may be the helper that we saw in the Sun card. But I do sense that you are headed in the right path, that you are going to be successful, that you will find the apartment that you need. It may take a little bit longer than you hope for, but 3 to 4 weeks is what we're looking at. And in the meantime, you need to be making sure that you're entirely prepared, that you have your ducks in a row, that you have done everything possible to prepare yourself, looking at the services available to your county, to your city, to your state, nonprofits, and similar programs will be a great help to you. Okay? I'm going to turn this over to Madam Nadia to see what she said. Okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you, Conjurman Ali. And I'm going to pull three cards from my Lenormand deck and also see what is how the chances are looking here, what is going on. So the first card that I see in front of me is the letter, and then I have the stars and the bouquet. The letter is the most important card in this draw, and it talks about making sure that all of your documents, everything is ready, and just like Conjurman Ali said, have your ducks in a row. Know your laws as well as be ready to prove things if somebody is going to come and say, well, you know, how long have you lived here or whatnot. That is going to be very important for you because that that will help you to slow down the danger of having to be evicted while other things are coming into place. And having the bouquet and the stars here, this is a very, very good combination. It tells me that, yes, you have a great chance for positive outcome. It tells me that there are people around you who are willing to help you and will help you. And also they know maybe the laws or the regulations, so they can give you a good advice. And I'm saying that because the playing card on the bouquet card is the Queen of Spades. So there is a female that could be of help, and the stars is the card of guidance. So she will happily give you guidance about documents. So, yes, go to agencies, figure out what are your rights, and also make sure that all of your documents are together, because what I'm seeing here is not just an outcome, but this is helps you to slow down the eviction time so you can look for what you want for the place that you want, and being able to gather the deposit, being able to gather the money for it. But generally, this is a very good outlook. It also tells me a couple of things, and I'm going to let Deacon Millett to talk to you about conjure work. But when I see a bouquet, I always think about working with herbs. And when I see the stars, I always think about working with astrology and working during night time. So this is what I see. Yes.
Thank you for that, Madam Nadia. Deacon Miller, what can she do to kind of help her chances of getting the job, getting the apartment that she needs?
Well, I would work with St. Joseph pretty much immediately. And, you know, saints are considered to be Catholic things, but Joseph is the father, the adoptive father of Jesus. Joseph gave Jesus a home, and Joseph will give you a home. So reflect on Joseph's love and Joseph's ability to make a place in the world, even if only a manger for a birth to happen. I really encourage you to delve into the New Testament stories of Joseph and to burn a candle to Saint Joseph. I also have a sense that money stay with me would be very, very good for you to use. I just feel like there's some there's a hole in the bottom of your wallet, your purse, that money is slipping through, and we need to seal it up. Because you're going to need every cent that you can get. And lastly, Madam Nadia mentioned astrology. For better or worse, the next few weeks are not good for signing new leases, signing any kind of contracts, because Mercury is retrograde. And But the good thing about Mercury retrograde is that it's also going to be screwing up the people who are trying to evict you. So I don't see you getting tossed in the next couple of weeks. Mercury, in a weird sort of way, is on your side and is going to screw things up for them. Mercury retrograde is very good for research, and so I think that it's a brilliant time to be looking very hard for the right situation. And the last thing is this sense that we heard in the divination from Khandraman Ali of getting help. And there is definitely help available for you. I highly recommend a simple sugar jar. It's a jar with sugar in it. And on little slips of paper, I want you to write the names of every possible ally that you might have. Now, Mercury retrograde is good in another way, in that it casts old friends back into our lives. So go back 5 years to somebody that you haven't talked to in a long, long time and sweeten them by putting their name into this sugar jar. And that is going to have a huge impact. Lastly, you need to be visiting the church of your choice, and you need to be praying aloud for the help that you need. It is there for you. It is coming. Stay as positive as you can be, and this is going to come out okay for you.
Thank you.
That is excellent, and I think D.D. Millett really touched on something that's essential here. Is you do need to be doing some money stay with me work too. You say that you're financially challenged, and that's a problem, you know, and that's kind of what got you in the situation that you're in. So that's excellent advice. Just a couple things from our chat room here. Love Hoodoo talked about the fact that your counties and your cities will have various services available, like Section 8 and whatnot, that may be of assistance. Look to that. And our own wonderful announcer, Emily, brought up churches, like Deacon Millett said, and it's absolutely true that go back to the church of your choice, and don't be afraid to find a church who will help you, because there are church organizations that are out there that are aimed at helping people. They're not just places of worship. They're also centers of service. So look to the church, look to government agencies. These will be of great help to you in this situation. The Mercury in retrograde is a bit of a trouble. I do see this taking a little bit longer than you hope, but hang in there. You're almost there. Okay? You will find what you're looking for as long as you keep yourself prepared, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call, Maya. We're going to have the wonderful Miss Tammy Lee take us to our next caller.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Khandraman Ali. And y'all, we have about 28 minutes remaining in today's show, and the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour is the first show of its type ever to be made available to the public, and it remains the longest-running folk magic radio show to date. Listen by telephone or listen to the archive podcast in iTunes. Either way, you're going to love it. To be selected to be on the air, sign up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. Then dial 818-394-8535 during the show and press the number 1 to let the host know that you're available to be on the air. And if your call is chosen, you will get a free reading and root work consultation with your host. We normally have our lovely Miss Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com. This week, subbing in for Miss Cat is Madam Nadia of MadamNadia.com, and of course, Khandraman Ali of KhandramanAli.com. And this week's special guest, Deacon Millett of FourAltars.org in the high desert of California. Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Time to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Now we're going to go ahead and go back to the phones and take our next client. Our next client is calling in from Los Angeles from area code 310 from California. This is Anonymous Girl, but she goes by Love Hoodoo on Blog Talk Radio. Love Hoodoo, are you there, caller?
Yes.
Hello. Hi, great.
Can you hear me?
Welcome back to the show. Hi. Thank you so much for joining us again. I want to go ahead and let our host know that you had had a reading, according to my notes, actually back in April, but then I see that you also had a reading with Conjurman Ali at the beginning of September, and a reading with Ms. Katz about him at actually the end of August. And so I'm going to go ahead and update if my computer will cooperate during this wonderful Mercury retrograde. And here we go. And she writes, I was doing reconciliation work on a guy and stopped a month ago. I've had readings with both Conjurman Ali and Ms. Kat about him. When I stopped, I did a road opener spell and asked that the roads open up that would allow the reconciliation work to hit or to open the road and move on. I left it up to the spirits to decide what was best for me. I also had the MASC, which is the MASC burn a money drawing and money stay with me candle at the same time. About a week after this last candle burn, I had a dream about a major car problem, which I've experienced when I've had a magical hit at me. I had a 10-minute reading with Miss Elvira, who confirmed that my ex-daughter's mother doing magic on him to keep him from having a relationship with someone else, not because she wants him, but because she wants to make sure that her daughter's inheritance isn't affected by him getting married or having other children. She confirmed for me that the reconciliation work that I did was about to start working and that her magic put a stop to it. She also confirmed that problems in our relationship, which we didn't have a lot of, were fueled by her magic. And she's asking to ask the panel about what y'all would recommend to resume with the reconciliation work. And she's had individual protection and uncrossing candles lit for her through the MASC. Some of them did not have clean burns. Again, some of them did not have clean burns. Turning it back over to you.
Okay, thank you for that, Ms. Amelia. I have a couple questions here. So you stopped your reconciliation work. What was why did you stop?
That's when I did the road opener. I did it because I wanted, to kind of let it hit. Because, you know, like, I don't want to keep working on something. I wanted to stop and give it time to hit. Or I asked to open up a path so that, you know, I could move on. So that's when I had the dream.
Mm-hmm. Of having car problems.
Yes, and that's usually, I've had car problems happen to me when I've had magic hit me.
Okay, and what do I, you said you've had a reading with me before about this situation, is that correct?
Not about this exact situation, but about him.
About him. What's your first name, just so I, because this situation doesn't seem familiar to me. Before I turn this over. Claudia? Ah, got you, Claudia.
I emailed you about making a mojo bag, but then I didn't follow up with that because that's when I found out about his daughter's mother doing magic.
Okay, and this we've had readings on Hoodoo Psychics, if I remember correctly, no?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right, and I'm going to turn this over to the wonderful Deacon Millett to take a look at the situation.
Well, I'm going to pull a few cards from my Secret Genie Oracle deck. The first one I pull is Fire of Sacrifice. There are sacrifices to be made in this situation. And it's very unfortunate that there are these familial problems that are occurring. And one way through that appears to be to make room for to sacrifice your own interests for the children. And that's one way of turning this magic that's being played against you on its head. The next card I pull is Mont Meru, Center of the Universe. It shows a mountain peak high above the clouds. And it's very much a loneliness card. It says, stay by yourself. Don't. It really is a lonely hermit card, not necessarily in a bad way, but it does not suggest having further contact. And the third card that I pull is the Phoenix card.
which thanks to Harry Potter, I don't have to explain the phoenix arising from the ashes anymore. But it's a very positive card, and it's interesting because it has the same flames as the fire of sacrifice, that something very, very positive is going to come out of the whole situation. So very powerful, fraught circumstance here. And I can definitely understand your frustration in the situation.
Mm-hmm. Excellent reading there. And I think that the good points have been brought up here. While Deacon Millett was, doing his reading, I was looking into my ring doing a scrying session here. And I'm going to, Miss Alvira told you that magic was being done, and I have no doubts of Miss Alvira's ability. But I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach than she has. And I'm going to focus and align much more with what Deacon Millett is kind of alluding to here. I'm about kind of leaving this as it is. First and foremost, when I look into this card, when I look into my ring, what I see is the image of a man that is bound up. So this confirms that there are restrictions here, that there is something that's holding him back. However, this is a man who's smiling, and this is telling me very clearly that this is not something that's being forced upon him, that he's some poor victim, and that this other woman, his ex or whatever, is just this. And it's just a big problem for him. No, this is something that if it wasn't within him already, she would be unable to do. And that we have to focus, because it's very tempting. In the world that we live in the world of hoodoo, it's tempting that we've put all of our problems in the relationship on the other. And I'm not saying that there aren't cases where that happens. Yes, there are a lot of cases where people do that. But that's not always the case. The reality is, if there isn't something within this man for her to latch on to, it wouldn't stick. It would fail. And the reality is there's issues with him when it comes to things like commitment, when it comes to things like stepping up and being the partner that you're looking for. And there are problems within the relationship itself and with him that are, in my mind and my reading, and as revealed by my spirit of divination within my ring, the primary problem before any type of work that she's done. If she's doing work to ensure that her daughter gets inheritance, if she's doing work to ensure that nothing threatens her kind of her child, that's one thing. But the real threat here comes from within the man himself. And that's the serious problem. I do get a very clear indication that you shouldn't be reaching out to him again. I have a wall here that, again, indicates, as Deacon Millett was kind of alluding to, that it's probably best to let things lie as they are. To not try to take up reconciliation work again, and instead focus on cleansing yourself, doing a crossing work for yourself in case you've been hit by any of this type of work, and kind of moving on. And should he still have feelings for you, the reconciliation work will eventually kick in and allow some type of contact on his end. But right now, you've done a lot of work softening him. You've done a lot of work. You remember the work that I recommended to you. It's time to kind of let things lie as they are. Either the work will be successful or it will not. Doing more work will not change the situation in this case. This is a case of kind of turning now back onto yourself, and this will actually turn out to be in your favor by doing something like that, by focusing on yourself first and foremost. It will help you in the long run. So the wall that I see here is kind of saying, put up a clear wall between you and the situation. Walk away from it, focus on you. His smiling image bound up tells me that the real problem lies with him. Don't fall into the trap of being, I'm in this magical battle for this man's heart. Well, there may be some work done. The real battle is with him himself. He is the real problem, not the other person. Okay? And that's what I get in this situation, and that's what I'm going to recommend, is to kind of let things lie as they are. This isn't a fight that you need to be taking up. I'm going to turn this over to Madam Nadia and see what she recommends as what you can do in this situation, okay?
Hello, Claudia. I have been meditating on Deacon Millett's reading here. It was the Fire of Sacrifice and the Phoenix. And I know a little bit about the Indian tradition and sacrifices and stuff like that. And I want to share with you the story of Sita and Ram. I don't know if you heard about it, but Sita was married to Ram, and they were very, very happy. She was very beautiful, but one of the demons wanted her, so he stole her. And but she refused him. She didn't do anything with him. And then Rama sort of steals her back, but he is convinced that she cheated on him. And no matter what she does, he humiliates her and he doesn't accept her. And she ends up setting herself on fire as a sacrifice to prove to everybody how good she is. And so I want you to think about that in the terms of what my great colleagues said, is that if you're going to continue doing this reconciliation work, and I also, my feeling is that the gentleman is not there to receive your love and to receive your heart. You're going to be sacrificing yourself, and, you know, little by little, you're going to sort of fall apart completely to ashes, and it's not necessary. This is a time to move on. This is a time to do something good for yourself. So cleansing bath, by all means, cut and clear, my dear, would do you so good. We mentioned it many times on the show, cut and clear. But what I would also do, considering that you have fire and the phoenix, I would take the part of the ritual of cut and clear that we try to release the things that we don't want in a relationship, right? We'll take those parts, and I would actually build a little bonfire, and I would throw it in there, and I would pray to the spirit, to divine, to whatever you believe in, that it transforms that which you haven't had, which you couldn't receive, to something that you want. And then, again, from the ashes, I would add a little bit of the ashes from the bonfire and make a doll baby, maybe with wax or with clay. And this doll baby would represent that phoenix that's rising from the flames. It's a new person that's going to come into your life. And I would do ritual work to bring a new person by working this doll baby, naming it, you know, you can name it my new lover, praying over it, setting lights to it. Bringing to you the person that's really going to be there for you, and you will not need to set yourself on fire. You will not need to make the sacrifice in order to be with him. You will not need to deal with all the family issues and whatnot. He will be there for you, ready and able. And I strongly feel that this is really the best way for you to move on, and reconciliation work, road opening work, it will keep you in the same place, but you will not move forward. You will sacrifice little bits of yourself until it's really, 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 really hard to move on. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, this is the sense that I'm getting here, too. Now, this, you know, we are talking about moving on here as the best path. That doesn't necessarily mean you need to kick him to the curb or give up on him entirely, but it does mean that you need to stop focusing on him and focus on you. If things are meant to be, if the work is going to manifest, then once he sorts out his problem, it'll manifest. If it isn't, then you have your clear answer. But you can't be devoting any further time fighting a battle on his behalf that he's willingly submitted himself to. Okay? And I think the overemphasis on being attacked or him being bound isn't the way to go about this. That's not to say that Ms. Elvira is wrong. Not at all. She may very well have picked up on something, but I'm saying that the real issue is him himself, and I think that's what we're all getting at here. And so the point that you need to be focusing on is you. You need to focus, spend some time taking a break from this, not just doing work for him, but doing work for you, cleaning your heart, protecting yourself, and crossing work, cut and clear. A lot of work to ensure that you don't have things like a car accident happen, so you don't have things interfering in your life. And focus specifically on finding, you know, new love. Get out there. And you get out. That doesn't mean you to find your next life partner, but it means at least going out there and really rekindling that aspect of your life that has been devoted so much to kind of this drama. And that's going to be absolutely essential for this situation. situation and you. Right now, I don't think any of us have foreseen his return, really, to you anytime soon. Not saying that it's impossible, but for now, I think your attention should be shifted anywhere. And I think the work that Madame Nadia gave, in addition to the context of the story of sacrificing yourself in fire, is absolutely essential and something that you should take away from this, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck. Thank you for trusting us with your call, and we hope that things turn out. Do let us know how things go for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Ms. Tammy Lee, why don't you guide us into our next session, which
yes,
is
sir?
Our free spell from Deacon Miller.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And, y'all, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour from coast to coast and around the world is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. To be selected to be on the air, sign up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. Then call in during the show and press the number 1 to let the host know that you'd like to be on the show. If your call is selected, you'll get a free consultation with the best workers in the field. Tune in each and every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m., and as of next week, it'll be Eastern time, I think. All right, so we're going to go ahead and turn this back over to Deacon Millett of fouraltars.org from the high desert of California, and thank you so much, Deacon Millett, for joining us, our very special guest member from AIR this Sunday. Deacon Millett, turning it over to you for our free spell section, sir.
Well, happy to be here, and I've had a very nice time. We all miss Kat, but what a lovely day anyway. So I want to go back to the theme of education, of test taking, of success in applications, and I want to kind of talk about, as a love specialist, I do a lot of red skull work. The red skull candle is used to put romantic thoughts, thoughts of obsessive love, into someone else's head. But the same sort of work can be done in other situations. And in particular, I want to talk about white skull work. Because you can use a white skull as a friend or family member of someone who has a big, important test or job interview or something coming up. You can use a white skull candle to fill them with positive thoughts and help them come towards success. You can also use it on yourself. There is no reason why, if you have a great deal of fear and anxiety, that you can't program yourself with the white skull candle to have very different positive thoughts. So while the red skull candle is used for romance, the white skull candle is used for blessing and positivity. And I like doing this as a 9-day spell. And I take the white skull candle and I drill a hole in the back where the brain would be beneath the skull, not in the bottom. And in there you can put a variety of different herbs that are appropriate. Master root, five-finger grass, Solomon's heel root, Hide on the Conqueror, bay leaves, deer's tongue, sage, and you really just make a hole, stuff it in there, and then seal it back up with melted wax. Just burn a white candle and let it drip down and up. And then, as I mentioned before, I like a combination of Clarity, Tranquility, and Van Van oils to dress this candle if anxiety is a big issue. But if you want to go purely for the oomph of success, the combination I like using is Crucible of Courage, King Solomon Wisdom, and Success Oil. And that combination creates a whole lot of power.
So you just have to judge whether power is helpful for you in test-taking or peace is helpful for you in test-taking, in deciding which way to go. Now, then I want you to get dirt from where the test or the school that you're applying to or the job you're applying to is from. And I want you to mix that dirt with graveyard dirt, preferably from an ancestor who was very book smart. And I do mean book smart. I don't mean smart. They're different things, as we all know. And if you will have a very powerful base, and I want you to then place the white skull candle on top of that foundation of dirt. Baptize the candle in name of the same person that this before, and each day for 9 days, go ahead and read 2 Chronicles, 1 and 12 over that. Yes, very counseling on out there. Sounds like kind
of
a...
That first, one more time, Deacon Miller, because there's a bunch of racket, and I think you cut out for a second.
There's like a little carpentry going on or something.
It sounds like carpentry, yeah. That's actually a good description of it. So I heard it's Chronicles?
Yes. 2 Chronicles, verse 1, 10 through 12. And I went ahead and tossed it in there into the chat box. But it's a very positive verse about not wanting wealth, not wanting health, but wanting knowledge and wisdom. And that will definitely help empower the work. So I recommend doing that for 9 days in a row. And if you really want to punch it up, I recommend doing the 9-herb bath each day for those 9 days. Always best to do it on, but if you burn the candle while the 9-herb bath, you're really, really, really going to empower yourself through this test. One thing I do, I put a little metal crown on top of my white skull. You can also create crown out of tin foil, but I'm not handy, so I just bought one that I use every time. But then to take to the test, go ahead and you'll wind up with a little nodule of herb and wax and that crown and those items, crown royal bag, and carry that in your pocket. Go to take the test or when you go to apply, and you will find that the whole process is left in there. No idea.
I love that. That was excellent, Deacon Miller. And I love working with skull candles. Like, what a brilliant way of working. Adding that crown at the end. Just such an artistic and masterful touch. Thank you for that. That was excellent. And thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
So, Ms. Timmy, why don't you take us out?
Yes, sir. And thank you, Countryman Ali of countrymanali.com. And thank you, Madam Nadia of MadamNadia.com, for being our special co-host, for Ms. Kat of LuckyMojo.com this week. And thank you, Deacon Millett of FourAltars.org in the high desert of California, for being our special guest member from air this week. We invite you to tune in next week when we will have another special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers. And once again, y'all, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. Miss Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurman Ali at conjurmanali.com in Mission Viejo, California. I'm your announcer, Miss Jamie Lee, joining you from triplecrownconjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. And the Lucky Mojo Work Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. at Eastern Time, of next time. And the shows are available on archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you so much for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at this same time where you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Bye.